let's start with the title track to the new album, Tearing at the Seams. The lyrics are melancholy, as many of your songs are, but they end with this declaration that you kind of repeat. And that seems to speak to a resilience and a determination that I wonder if you're feeling at this point in your career.
I feel like regardless of where we get, success-wise, it still feels like, we're not where we want to be, even being as grateful as everything that's happened. So, I don't know if I'm resilient. I feel like, if anything, I'm, like, overly sensitive and insecure. But but I keep, moving forward and trying to do better and push myself. And that's kind of where I'm at, I guess.
Can you tell me about writing those lines? Were you thinking about music or life or a little bit of both?
I was kind of going through a pretty hard time in my personal life. And so I was trying to write, sort of speaking to myself, but then trying to make it so that the songs would reach other people and, at least have some sort of, way to connect with other people instead of just making it always about me. That song and even Tearing at the Seams, I really wanted to try to speak about what's happening or what I see happening in our world and our culture. And I think it's time for us to have some sort of change for good and try to come together and set aside our differences and just accept the fact that we're all human.
You've said that this album was much more collaborative than your older records, that you wanted your band members, including Joseph Pope, who you grew up with in Missouri, you guys have played together forever. You wanted them to have the experience of all creating this album. And I'm wondering, where does that come through? Like, where can we hear that on Tearing at the Seams? Is there a particular track where you hear collaboration or some innovation from one of your band members?
Well, I feel like the opening track, Shoe Boot, was, just sort of a song that was just Mark kind of had that we would sometimes jam on and sound check. And that's kind of what it was when we first got to the studio. Richard Swift was like, why don't you go in there and just make some noise. We'll see what happens. Then you can't find the water. Then you can't find your feet. Maybe it's turn the corner. Or maybe it's time for me. And it ended up becoming that song. And that was really just allowing everybody in the band to add what they wanted to add to that song. So it really had nothing to do with me other than adding the words and, the melody to it. But then, a lot of the songs we did live in the studio, so songs like Tearing at the Seams and Say It Louder, those, and even A Little Honey, that's all of us just playing live together in the studio. And that was kind of part of the collaboration, too, just like actually being a real band in a studio setting, and trying to make it, more loose and letting the flaws stay in there. And, I feel like that gives it a sense of humanity.
Can you talk about collaborating with Richard Swift and what it was like to lose him partway through making this album?
Well, Richard, working with him, he's just, he's such a unique person as an individual and as a producer. He always pushed us to be a little weirder and, but also to play less, and just always be like, play more dumb, man, we we laugh so much in the studio together. And, I think that's so important to have that element where it's not just serious, but that, you can just actually have a good time making music together,
Mm.
So, losing him, we made it through the record, and even the last session we did, we were all sober and conscious about some of the struggles he was going through and some of the stuff that I've struggled with. And so just went in there to make sure that we could, try to do it without any substance and, without any drinks. And it was amazing. We were really productive and,
now, having him passed away this July has been, you know, it's one of those things. It's the unfortunate thing about getting older is you lose the people you love most. And he's definitely a person, you know, who's more than just a producer. He was our friend and our brother, and I'll certainly miss him for the rest of my days.
So. I want to kind of switch over, and I want to read you a review from the LA Times, and it goes like this. The beefy singer and songwriter with the Smith Brothers beard may look like he should be felling trees in a forest somewhere, but on stage he comes off as a man possessed in the best possible way. Where does that kind of onstage energy come from, especially in the light of the Night Sweat's pretty notorious touring schedule? Because it seems like you're driven by much more than just entertaining an audience.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just kind of part of what we do. I think from the beginning of the Night Sweats, it was like we wanted to have energy, and even part of the name, I was like, we should just be, you know, I want to be playing shows, take up a lot of energy, and we should be sweaty by the time we get off stage.
Nathaniel Ratliff, thank you so much for taking the time to speak today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Tearing at the seams of all that's been.